Why are Americans now living shorter lives? Life expectancy for us has dropped by nearly 2 years. That's according to new research from the Virginia Commonwealth University School of Medicine. The pandemic is partly to blame, but there are several other reasons why, including a lack of access to health care, especially for Black and Hispanic Americans. To gain a better understanding, let's bring in Dr. Jewel Mullen, an epidemiologist and associate dean for health equity at the University of Texas at Austin. Welcome.
Thank you for speaking with me.
Yes. So we want to talk with you specifically about the realities of healthcare and why a lack of it is possibly a major reason for this decrease in life expectancy. But first, overall, what do these numbers tell you?
The recent report in the decline in life expectancy reinforces that we have had for a very long time a system that has made it very difficult for vulnerable communities, especially Blacks, Hispanics, Native Americans, people without insurance, to maintain good health on a regular basis. When people can't control their chronic conditions, have access to primary care on a regular basis, then that makes them even more susceptible to poor outcomes during a crisis.
Mm-hmm. Right. Researchers identified chronic disruptions in healthcare across the board in people with chronic diseases, people struggling with mental health issues. People haven't been able to get the care they need specifically during this pandemic year. How much of that do you think has been due to the pandemic that we're in at this moment?
The pandemic has definitely made things worse. We have, even where I am here in Austin, Texas, experienced disruptions in care because sites could not provide the same access. Some places closed down. And at the same time, a number of uninsured people, low-income people, essential workers, relied on emergency rooms. We also knew early on that people were delaying going to get care because they were afraid to go to the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Life expectancy for Black Americans is down 3.3 years, and Hispanic Americans' lives are cut short on average by 3.9 years. Leslie Curtis of Duke University School of Medicine has said it's impossible to look at these findings and not see a reflection of systemic racism in the United States. Do you agree?
I agree. And I think Dr. Curtis's message gives us the opportunity to say, so what does that really mean? And how do we make use of a message like that when some people turn away saying, oh, not another one of those conversations about racism? So I'd like to just drill a little bit more deeply and say that we have in our health system abided for decades unequal care and unequal quality and unequal outcomes being business as usual. And we can go back and back and back and see how that ties to economic opportunity, education, access to health insurance, culturally responsive care. So let's look at those different points and say, okay, systemic racism, yes, what can we do about it?
Life expectancy for us here in the U.S. had already been declining somewhat. I mean, how should we interpret these numbers?
Well, even the VCU article suggested that we're going to see a reversal of this trend, understanding the calamity that COVID-19 has placed on our communities and on our health system. But we should remember that we were starting to see a decline in life expectancy prior to the pandemic, which a number of people tied to growing income inequality, lessening opportunities for care, having still in this country almost 25% of states not having expanded Medicaid, alongside an escalating crisis of mental health care inefficiencies that have only gotten worse. I don't want to ignore that we have also seen some improvements in the disparities in life expectancies, but the disparities and the inequities are still there.
That's Dr. Jewel Mullen, an epidemiologist and associate dean for health equity at the University of Texas, Austin. As always, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.